Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. We are connecting to self-love at this moment in space, and as we connect to this, we are going to have the opportunity to look inward and do some inner work. And the reason I'm personally so passionate about doing the inner work is this gives us a moment in space to take responsibility for our emotions, our feelings, our actions, and our way of moving through life. It's not until we start to do that in my own personal perspective that we start to create a shift in how we are co-creating this beautiful masterpiece that's unfolding in front of us here on planet Earth and in the universe. So today we're going to focus in on beyond the stories. So I had the pleasure of connecting with this being once, and at the end of our time to spend together, the culmination reflection to one another was that, you know, human beings are very sweet and very silly because we make up a lot of stories. And these stories are what we live by. They're what we breathe by. They're what we hold as truth, even if they're completely fabricated as a fairy tale from our mind or from another fairy tale that was told to us. And how this impacts our reality is it doesn't give us a full understanding of really what's happening, and it gives us a one-point perspective or maybe two-point perspective, and then it creates attachment. And when there's attachment, we are confining energy, and that energy has nothing else better to do but then to go through a heat death, kind of an entropy, if you will. As many of you might be able to relate and reflect, even in this moment, is how often do you like to be controlled? If I came by and held you in one spot or attempted to hold you in one spot, you might be amused at first or not at all. And if that was the case, what would you do in that moment? And if you think about how many times that we attempt to try to control one another because of our own fears, our own doubts, our own reservations. So today we're just going to look at if we can actually move beyond the stories that we think are true, and even if we know they're true, beyond a reasonable doubt, even if we think that stories that were told to us in the mere minimum of 5,000, 10,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago are true, really what's the net result? So if you go to some of the stories that we know from different parts of history, from wars to revolutions to inventions to moving through space to theological beliefs, I don't know, from my perspective, all I can do within every moment is connect with what's in front of me, be present with what's in front of me. And we'll talk a little bit about this today, about what that means, and that oftentimes story is a great way to have a metaphor maybe to understand what's unfolding, but it doesn't mean that you have to live, breathe, and adopt the characters unless your dharma is to be an entertainer and to share the stories in a book form, a theater form, on the street, whatever it might be. So what I'd like us to do right now is just to take a moment and connect to nature, because we have this access to this whole field of information that doesn't really have an attachment to our belief into the memories, but it holds the memories. It holds the resonance in the earth. If you go to the Grand Canyon or any place in the world that has a geological phenomena where you can see the layers and layers and layers of sediment and minerals that clearly depict change, transitions, different things that have occurred. And then within each one of those granules, there's all this information. Then from there, you have that nature to tap into. Then we have the universe to tap into and all these constellations and stars that also have been witnessing not only our planet that we are living in this 3D perceived reality, but we also have all these other constellations, stars, moons, planets throughout the universe and even beyond what we can even conceive or perceive. So they have even a bigger perspective of what's going on. So what has human done? Human has created stories, created symbols, created icons to try to explain the perception of what they've connected to. And remember, perception is just perception. It's just how we're showing up and seeing something. And I encourage you, as we listen to this segment, we're going to listen to some natural sounds, to think about how many times maybe you walked in on a situation or met someone or something and had a perception based on your past. And then when you got a little bit more information, you realize, whoa, I was wrong. And that's okay. That's the beauty of this. And the reason we're looking at the stories is that bit by bit, if we can move beyond those perceptions, those ideas, then we can access more information, because we're confining ourselves to one vantage. And that's not how we evolve. That's not how things can have new inspirations. The scientists that we know, the philosophers, the poets, the literary seers, and the ancient seers from here to the universe did not stop by saying, oh, I'm going to adopt that this book is true and I'm going to hold it as true. Because if they did that, they wouldn't be able to see more. So right now, we're going to leave it as that. I want you to bring into your mind's eye the stories that you've told yourself, the stories that you hold really near and dear to your heart, the ones that might be emotional, the ones that you believe so full-heartedly to be true but have yet to manifest in this reality, or reflect a metaphor back to you that there is some kind of truth or teaching for you within that story. As you go through the stories, ask yourself, can I let this go? Does it serve me in this moment? What do I need this story for? And if you're ready to let go, just let it go. See what happens. And sometimes we have to let go over and over again. When we come back, we'll dive in a little bit deeper on how stories impact our mind, body, and spirit, and how we show up in our everyday life. So sit back, just breathe into that heart center. If you're near nature, look out into nature. Keep your eyes open and see what you might see just by staring with a soft gaze at one point in nature or within the setting that you're in right now. Thank you. So bringing it back to here and connecting to this moment. So hopefully in that moment, reflecting to the sounds of nature, you were able in this moment to connect to the stories that you've been telling, the stories that held you maybe hostage to what you think you might know and prevented you from being present in any moment. Oftentimes I notice and witness within myself and in others that we can want to experience something, but we hold ourselves back because of our past, or we hold ourselves back because we're afraid that the same thing that happened to us in the past will happen again. So this summer when I was talking to this beautiful woman that assists me in bringing some of my writing out into the world, we were talking about some of the writing I was doing, a story, and she was saying, well, there's only like two or three endings that we have, and that really got me to think that, wow, we've distilled down our storytelling to two or three endings, and that to me seems like, wow. So it really inspired me to think, how can we move beyond even these three endings or two endings that are depicted in movies and shows? And a lot of that has to do with duality. And what does duality do? But it keeps us from moving beyond right and wrong, and keeps us from remembering that all energy is just energy, and that it can be transformed into such beauty if we so to choose. But we've been conditioned as a society that we need to have the suffering, we need to hold on to our pains, and it has to be for a certain amount of time. And I can attest from my own inner work that you can keep holding on to some suffering and all these different things for lifetimes and lifetimes, and you don't escape it. I was just noticing we've had some information in the geopolitical situation that's unfolding on the planet Earth right now, and I don't know the net result as of today, but a country named Scotland is looking for its independence from the United Kingdom. And the gentleman, I believe he's in what would be considered the parliament or part of the royal party of the United Kingdom. And please excuse me, I haven't done all my research for misquoting the historical situation that's unfolding. The reason I bring this to your attention is there's a lot of emotion around this. And really, I look at it as kind of interesting that people need to claim their independence and are connected to a story that keeps them from their independence. In addition, knowing that we're all citizens of planet Earth, we're all here part of human beings on planet Earth, and these are all stories that we've confined ourselves with and at times go along with because it seems like the least path of resistance, and that might be so. However, bit by bit, our understanding of who we are as it reflects in this moment and in the universe starts to inspire others to reclaim their free will that we actually are born into in the universe, and that transfers to here on this planet. It just takes time for each self to embrace that if we so do choose. So the reason I bring that up is that there was a kind of a satire article about people saying that this was going to be such an end, there's such polarity on this issue. And then I was thinking of recently we've had other individuals that have ended their life because they've been stuck in their own suffering, their own story, and that's prevented them from showing up and serving. So this is what happens when we get so attached to our story and what we think and believe know to be true that we are fearful of change. We're fearful of letting go of that blanket that we've held on to because we don't know what's on the other side of that veil. And it truly is just a veil. It's like once you go into that discomfort that you might be feeling in your heart, in your mind, wherever it might be, if you just walk across this thin, thin sheer, it's something totally different on the other side. And then it takes some time maybe to say, wow, what is this? Wow, I can't believe I was over there and now I'm over here. And how do I fit in now? And what am I to do? So when we decide that we want to move beyond our stories, move beyond those stories that hold us in a static relationship to the moving world and universe around us, then we start to feel a little bit more free, just like the people, the human beings that live in a location called Scotland, and I adopt this from a dear friend of mine from the Casa de Paz, is that we are all citizens of planet Earth, and we have the freedom to live where we want if we so do choose, and we have independence if we so do choose. It's just a story that we've told ourselves about each location, each part of the world, and each resonance has something beautiful to offer. Are we as a collective society willing and ready to let go of even those stories? So these are big questions. So I'm going to go down from the macro level that I'm pontificating about, surprisingly so, and bring it back down to the micro, remembering that the micro, when we do this inner work, that starts to have that ripple effect, and we can show up differently with our family, with ourselves, with our local communities, and then that starts to impact the world around us and the universe. So the stories, let's look at that. What stories are we holding on to? And they potentially keep us from moving forward. It might be part of your life work to share the story and help others move forward through the lesson of that story. So they potentially might keep us from moving forward. In addition, they might potentially keep us from co-creating new ones. So I studied architecture and design, and there are movements that happen. And then during those architectural movements, and even in the history in Europe and the Bauhaus and postmodernism, and right now we're in a post-industrial capitalist society, these movements create us in a gerbil ball effect, because then we're creating something that's been quote-unquote cookie cutter over and over again, and it keeps us from creating new ones, so new stories, new ideas, new concepts. So there is a value, and I will state this, to hearing a story sometimes over and over again, and not in the sense of repeating it. Sometimes the wisdom within a story, and that's what we'll talk about next, is embedded in there, and until you hear that wisdom, sometimes the story is not done. You're not done to understand it. And that can be why you hold on to a story, an attachment, because you haven't learned the lesson to liberate yourself from it. In addition, that's why many traditional elders will ask questions and wait for you to find the answer. They're not there to give you the answer. So within the co-creation and moving forward aspect of story, these stories, they house potential truths, metaphors, and lessons to assist in a moment that's unfolding around us. So that's where those metaphors can be brought in. That's where poetry and prose and music and art, all these things can help give us a gateway, an idea, a concept. They might be the reflection of a person's liberation from their own story. And this is really yummy, because these create little bridges for other people. Now imagine if we just still get really held on to the story, let's say that the world is flat, that could hold everyone into that one state of perspective and keep people from looking out beyond that. They also are sometimes just pure entertainment meant to teach us and give us another perspective, or just be an expression in that moment to inspire us and feed our soul, to bring us out of one mood and take us to another, to take us through a sea of emotions. And the people that are committed to entertainment, this is a very powerful way of communicating to a lot of people, one that would behoove all of us to take really mindfully, because it can impact everyone in a certain way. When we hold our creation in a certain way with a certain intention, then it can be received that way. And there's full spectrum, so I think many of us can attest to when we've been met by a really profound story or creation or inspiration, it collectively is received as so. Sometimes there's what's known as sleepers out there, but are real treasures, and those are fun to find too, because you can kind of enjoy them and savor them in your own right. So from there, when we know that stories have so much complexity in them, I really encourage each and every one of you, if you're inspired in this moment, to release those stories that don't serve you anymore, that are holding you back, that are causing suffering. That's a big key. If it causes you heartache, depression, anxiety, stress, let it go. Let it go. And move away from those energy fields, those beings, those places, those circumstances, because you're not necessarily going to find a way to liberate it. And sometimes the path of least resistance is to drop the rope and walk away. And then you might have a greater understanding of what was there once you give yourself some space, bringing in that feminine principle. So when these stories no longer serve, that's a time to say, wow, I've learned the lesson. And if I can't really see the lesson, put it down, and you might come back to it later. If you have learned the lessons, I really encourage you to look back at those stories where you learned the lesson and see if you've embodied that truth. Each story within your life that's unfolded for you is a point and an opportunity of mastery. And it'll keep meeting you, those things that keep testing you and igniting your buttons and touching you. They keep reflecting to you until you're like, oh, wow, I was just to show up and be compassionate towards this person, not throw fireballs at them, just show love and adoration towards them. So this is our opportunity within the stories that are unfolding around us that we're co-creating with the actors that show up on our set, that we have the opportunity to say, wow, how am I supposed to show up in this moment? They want to fight, but I'm past fighting, so I'm going to walk away, or I'm going to say, hey, let's go have a cup of coffee or a tea or have a meal together and see what happens. So what you can do is, one, identify, are you ready to let go of your stories that no longer serve? Have you learned a lesson? And from there, can your story serve? Not being told, but mastering the lesson where you were what you were destined to learn in this lifetime. And are you ready to embody the truth of its wisdom? Oftentimes when we have our big aha or our breakthrough, it could be a spiritual breakthrough, it could be an emotional breakthrough, it could be a very tangible breakthrough through something that we're actualizing in the world around us in our work, our exterior work that we do for the world. And I always tell people it's not necessarily about pontificating from the mountaintop. For some, yes, it is. Others, it's not. And it's more about not necessarily shouting those wisdoms from those locations, but really about how you show up. So if you're meant, and I've shared this before, to push a broom, it's how you push the broom. If you're there to cook, it's how you're cooking. If you're there to create art, it's how you're creating the art, how you're touching that art. If you're there to teach, it's how you're there to teach and hold that frequency and show yourself and others, wow, I'm embodying this thread. I'm embodying this wisdom that I took a while to learn. And as you get into this flow with yourself and this embodiment, you'll realize there are more layers. And within those additional layers, sometimes they'll fall off a little bit more effortlessly once you get past those initial resistance layers. And then you might, again, meet resistance and not know why, but keep moving forward like you did. Again, it's a veil, but sometimes those layers of resistance really feel strong and take a lot of deep breathing. So my question for you right now, and then we're going to listen to a song called Here by Fair Catch, is, are you ready to employ listening and presence in your life to embrace what is unfolding here and there? When we come back, we're going to talk about what here and there is. A lot of people like quoting a gentleman named Eckhart Tolle and the power of now. I've not read the book, so I can't really speak to it, but I can speak to the power of now as it relates to here and there, and something that it was beautiful for me to witness at a location up in the Santa Cruz Mountains. So with that being said, this is a little bit of a jolting song, a little bit of hard rock, a little bit of air guitar. Here by Fair Catch, was so fortunate to intercept them in the Philippines and see their heart and their soul and look at their gift to play music like this. As you listen to it, just think about, are you ready to employ listening and presence in every moment and see what unfolds when you practice that skill. that was here with Fair Catch, and really enjoyed meeting them in Manila in the Philippines a couple years back. And I love the line, I want to hear you. And more than not, I hear from people, pun intended, that they want to be heard. They feel like they're not heard. They'll express that in a situation. And this is the one thing that we can give to ourselves and others, is to practice listening. And this is a really beautiful practice. So the one takeaway from today, if you're empowered and inspired to move beyond your stories, is to bring in presence and to bring in your listening skills. And when we do that, then we can really start to take ownership for our own emotions and what's happening for the person around us, and can be a little bit more kind and compassionate rather than confrontational or emotional. And guess what? We can have a lot more fun, a lot more play. So as I asked, as we were moving into that segment, are you ready to be present in your life and embrace what's unfolding around you? And if you are, that is going to require letting go of some of those stories, because we just acquiesce back to them. If you love story, I'm a story creator. Part of my medicine soul tribe are storytellers, cosmology, cosmologically storytelling from the stars to hear. There is value in that, to be a storyteller, because as I mentioned before, it helps people. It's a tool to teach people and allow people to relate to a situation in a different way, more entertaining than being told something in a lecture format. So the thing that can inspire you, if you feel you are a storyteller or you love to read stories or be entertained by stories, is that if you get in the practice of creating new ones in your life, that doesn't mean you're going to tell all those stories, but if you get in the practice of saying, wow, you know, I've been attached to this badge, this suffering badge I've been wearing a long time, and I'm ready to let it go. Oh, wow, I remember that love that I had three lifetimes ago, and I haven't let it go. That was a long hold on to. I'm ready to let that go. And what happens when we do that is we free every energetic field that had that crossroads in that moment, and they can move forward. And then you'll feel a lot lighter. When I work with people one-on-one in my studio, when I'm giving them sound, we're lifting off those ties that hold us down and keep us from being fluid and in motion. If you think about a sound and light, it's very dynamic and likes to be moving. It does not like to be confined. So the same with the energy of fire and water. There's a lot of dynamic nature to it, and it doesn't do so well if you stagnate water. It starts to grow things in it, and this is my reference back to the male and the female. And the same with the fire, it might go out if you try to contain it in such a way and take all its oxygen out. So to think about that in relation to your life right now, to think back, gosh, where have I been confining myself and so attached to my misery or so attached to my accomplishments that I forgotten to create new ones and new experiences, because I'm still stuck there. And it's hard. It's hard, especially if you're someone that's been an athlete or you've achieved certain things in your life, and to let go of that and say, gosh, what am I to create now? So this applies to all aspects of our life. So what I would like us to do is talk a little bit about here and there. So presence is one of your practices if you're inspired to work on moving beyond your story. The tool of presence is when you find yourself going back and telling the stories of the past, you can say, wow, I can be present right now. And I showed this the other day in communication. If you take the habit of not speaking until you're asked a question, then you can take that time to find your answer. And are you answering the question that's being asked? And don't be so quick to answer the question. Sometimes there's more to the question than you know. And I've learned this from my teachers. Don't always be so quick to answer the question. So if you're willing to bring in some presence, and that presence is here and there, and as I mentioned, there's a statement and a phrase, a catchphrase from this epoch on planet Earth, the power of now. Presence is important, but not just in this physical waking state. It's also needed in the dream state. It's also needed in the lucid state, the meditation state. It's needed in so many different variables. And when we're present, no matter where we are, no matter where we perceive we are in a moment, we can learn a lot. I know as I work with sound and harmonics, when I work with other individuals that are working with sound too, if I really listen, I can hear so much. And if I don't allow mind to wander, then I can be present with what is being sent to me, what's being said to me, and then I can really get out of the way and allow something to unfold or receive that wisdom and hold it in my heart and then sit with it and then move forward with it gently. There's no hurry. There's no rush. So that presence is so key, and it's so variable. It's not just looking someone in the eyes, and it really takes a practice of emptying that mind, emptying the heart, any confines or emotions. And then if the emotions or the thoughts pop up, address it, be honest with it, let it be there, and then either call it out to the person you're connecting with in that moment, or say, wow, I need to think about that later. I really need to adjust what's coming up, and I need to mindfully not project this back on my students, on this person, on this situation, and I'll have a better understanding of that later. So you can kind of put it aside for a moment so you can really still be present in that moment. In addition, what happens as we bring in this presence to here and there and everywhere is that we have the opportunity to make change. Years ago, I had a lucid dream with Gandhi, seemed to have some karma with this individual, and I really encourage everyone to always let him go, let him be free, he's moved on. But in this dream, he delivered a message to me, and it was, Suzanne, it's not be the change, it's make the change. And, you know, I chuckled because it was on his birthday of his last life, and I sat with that a long time because everyone quotes that, be the change. And really, making change makes a lot of sense. That, great, embody the change, but are you making it? You know, don't just sit and look at it and say, I'm peaceful, but are you making acts of peace a way of your living and your life? And even just to, for me, not to put out there too much as to what that message was meaning, but we can't forward move if we're just always in a state of just being still in the respect of that you're like, wow, I get that, but I'm not going to take action. I'm not going to move forward. I get the teachings, I get the embodiment, but I'm still not going to take action. And it oftentimes is because we're attached to what occurred over there and we're not ready to do it over here. So the next aspect is nature. I mentioned this in the beginning. And nature has this opportunity to give us information when we're ready for it, when we're ready to listen. So what I would encourage all of you that are listening and want to play around with letting go of your stories, stop telling the stories. This is a really big one. Stop telling the stories from your past. See if you can start saying, let's create a new story in this moment and see what happens. But one, bring presence, drop the thoughts, open the ears, and open the heart and listen. Embrace what's in front of you. And from there, see what unfolds, see what happens in that moment. In addition, as you're moving through this process, you will see some magical treasures delivered to you, and you can reflect back to nature and see what you would like to do next. So what we're going to do now is, if you're inspired and you want to learn more about letting go of your stories, please feel free to reach out to me. Send me an email at suzannetoro@gmail.com. We can connect and move from there. We're going to sign out with a song called Elisaveta with a beautiful one that I played before. It's called Storyteller. I love this one. And as you listen in, see if you're ready to create some new stories. And if you have some stories you want to share, send them my way. And until next time, open those ears, open that heart, and see what mystery unfolds around you. I really appreciate you listening in this moment. And until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a full heart, a big smile, and a namaste.